Doctor Who, Paradise Towers, by Stephen Wyatt. Read by Bonnie Langford. Chapter 1, The Last of the Yellow Kangs. It was Mel who first of all wanted to visit Paradise Towers. She felt after some very arduous adventures recently, she was entitled to relax by a swimming pool, a beautiful indoor pool with heated water and marble floors and luxurious chairs by its side. She talked so longingly about it that the doctor deeply regretted having had to jettison the pool from the TARDIS because it had started to leak. And one day, flicking through the images in an old travel video brochure she found lying around the TARDIS, she came across pictures of Paradise Towers. The building itself was impressive enough, a huge tower block forming a separate man-made planet with soaring white towers that gleamed in the sun and brightly coloured streets and squares where fountains played and exotic flowers bloomed. Apartments to live in which were spacious and spotless, stuffed full of remarkable devices to make the business of daily life easier. Well-planned offices from which those in charge of this artificially created paradise could ensure its smooth running. Mel thought that living there must be like being perpetually on holiday, and that was before she had even seen the pool. When she finally saw its shimmering blue water and the lovely rich tones of its surroundings, it quite took her breath away. "Look, Doctor, look!" she exclaimed excitedly. "There it is, right at the very top of that wonderful tall building. I can't wait to have a dip in that." The doctor had had other plans, but realized that it would be useless to argue, not to mention rather selfish, and so the TARDIS was soon hurtling through time and space towards Paradise Towers. Mel could hardly take up...